It is 12 to 8 on ABC Radio Hobart, to a very different subject. Did you ever wag school when you were young? Maybe once or twice, maybe just have that that sickie to avoid a day in class. What if your child or grandchild is refusing to go to school? Not just occasionally, but consistently, so much so that they're barely making it to school 2 or 3 days a week and you're having to maybe skip work yourself to stay home with them. Government data released this week by the Australian Curriculum Assessment and Reporting Authority, or ACRA, shows that truancy and school absences doubled during the pandemic. In fact, school attendance levels have dropped below 50%. Below 50% for the first time. The national trend is of such concern that there is a Senate inquiry into the phenomenon, and the Senate Education and Employment Reference Committee inquiry is into school refusal. Isn't that an interesting term? And I wonder if you've come across it before. Professor Kitty Turiel is the Deputy Director of Research with the Peter Underwood Centre for Educational Attainment at UTAS. Professor, good morning.
Good morning, Mel.
Thank you so much for coming in. School refusal. I have never heard that term before. What does it mean, as opposed to other terms we might be more familiar with, like truancy?
That's right, Mel. So when we think about school attendance and non-attendance, often what we think about is the words that you use, wagging school. And then, of course, kids might be away from school for very valid reasons. You know, they might actually be sick. And so it's an approved absence. And those are the most common reasons why kids might miss out on school. But then you have some students who, for various reasons, start to get really concerned about going to school. It might be that they've been bullied, and over time, if that hasn't been addressed, they might become so anxious about going to school that they just refuse. Or it might be that they actually have missed out on a lot of school, maybe because of illness or because they've moved around a lot. And then it might be that they feel they have dropped behind so much and it's so hard to catch up that they're always really worried that they're just going to look stupid. And so they refuse to go to school. And so school refusal only affects a relatively smaller proportion of the students' non-attendance. But it's a really tricky part. It's the pointy end.
Because how do you turn that round?
Exactly. And it's not enough to say to the child, just pull up your socks and go to school. Or it's not enough to say to the family, oh, why do you let them stay home? Because it's actually quite complex.
In terms of truancy, what does the ACRA data say about the attendance rates here in Tasmania right now?
Yeah, and so it's really interesting to know the difference between an attendance rate and an attendance level. So the attendance rate is the average attendance across all students everywhere on average. And on average, in Tasmania, students used to attend in 2019, before the pandemic, around about 91% of the time. So it's not bad.
Yeah.
In fact, 90% is kind of a cutoff for what is considered to be reasonable. The attendance level, therefore, is the proportion of kids who make that 90% threshold. So when we say the attendance level has dropped below 50%, we don't mean that kids are attending only 50% of the time. What we mean is that only 50% of students are actually meeting that 90% attendance threshold.
So what you mean is potentially only going to school maybe once, as we're saying, or twice a week.
Yeah.
That sort of level.
Yeah.
So in terms of making those comparisons and where there is the growth, the unfortunate growth.
Yeah.
What are we seeing, comparatively speaking, between those sort of truancy levels and school attendance and those that are refusing? Is that the growth area at the moment that's worrying?
It's both.
Right.
So one thing that's useful to know about the ACRA data, they say it's based on semester one. So that's term one and term two last year. And you'll remember in December 2021, Australia opened the borders. COVID really then expanded a lot in that kind of term one of school. And so lots of kids would have been absent because they were sick or a family member was sick. And so that's an approved absence, but that would have been some of the non-attendance. And then in term two, there was a lot more flu because we weren't as resistant as we used to
That's
be.
That's right.
So some of that isn't actually truancy. Some of that drop in attendance is actually an approved absence because she was sick. But we also see more anxiety, even when it's not full-on school refusal, both amongst students, because they've heard all this stuff about, you know, there have been lockdowns and this COVID is really terrible and schools are places where you can pick it up. So either students themselves or families, once we opened the borders, may have been concerned about going to school or having their students go, their children go to school. And then at the pointy end, absolutely, the school refusal.
Professor Turiel, is there anything, and we were just having this conversation a day or so ago about the truancy and whether or not the fact that so many students were learning from home, they weren't attending classrooms, you know, they were quite happily doing this online learning, maybe they just did not see the necessity, therefore, to return to a classroom. Does that play into it at all?
Look, it may have, and it's interesting that out of the experience of the pandemic also have come some innovations because, you know, schools and education systems and all of us in society have learned a lot. And so one of the innovations in Tasmania that is actually leading the country is the development of a virtual learning centre so that for those students who either are anxious about going to school or are actually unwell and can't be in class, there's now a really systematic but also quite flexible system where they can opt in and out of online learning as they need to when they can't be at school. So for some of those students, that will actually work really, really well.
So in terms of looking at the data and looking at school attendance, does the way we look at school moving forward when we're doing this research, does that need to change? Do we need to have a rethink, you know, holistically about learning?
One of the things that I think is really important is to break down what we mean by school attendance and school absence. So kids can be away from school for a whole range of different reasons, and they're not the same, and they need different solutions. So if a child is refusing school, then that needs some really significant support from the school. Families can't do that on their own to actually turn that around. Whereas if a child is absent because of illness, then you might say, okay, well, what kind of support can we put in place so that they can keep learning from home?
It's fascinating. Look, just finally, something that I hadn't heard of, that I've just learned of, is a school refusal clinic that's in Melbourne. Is that something that could be considered? For Tasmania?
The trouble in Tasmania always is that we just don't have the population size, always have the same services that they have in Melbourne and Sydney. One of the things that the Department of Education has done in response to what we've learned from the pandemic is understanding the real importance of attending to student well-being as an enabler of going to school. And so they have actually placed staff in schools to support inclusive education, support student well-being. And that in the dispersed nature of Tasmania, that might actually be better than having a single clinic in one place.
It's fascinating. Thank you so much for coming into the studio. I really do appreciate it. That is Professor Kitty Turiel, who is the Deputy Director of Research with the Peter Underwood Centre for Education Attainment at the University of Tasmania. And new data out about truancy and a new term, maybe you hadn't come across it at all either, which is school refusal for a variety of reasons, anxiety being very, very close to the top of the list. It is 4 to 8 on ABC Radio Hobart.